A feasibility study of extruded plastic scintillator embedding WLS fiber for Amore 2 muon vito, by JWCO et al. Amore 2 is the second phase of the advanced molybdenum-based rare process experiment aiming to search for the neutrino-less double beta decay of 100 Mo isotopes using 200 kilograms of molybdenum-containing cryogenic detectors. The Amore 2 needs to keep the background level below 10 to 5 counts keV per kilogram per year with various methods to maximize the sensitivity. One of the methods is to have the experiment be carried out deep underground free from the cosmic ray backgrounds. The Amore 2 will run at Yemilab with 1,000 meters depth. However, even in such a deep underground environment, there are still survived cosmic muons, which can affect the measurement and should be excluded as much as possible. A muon vito detector is necessary to reject muon-induced particles coming to the inner detector where the molybdate cryogenic detectors are located. We have studied the possibility of using an extruded plastic scintillator and wavelength shifting fiber together with SIPM as a muon vito system. We found that the best configuration is two layers of plastic scintillators PSs, 150 cm by 25 cm by 1.2 cm with two WLS fibers per groove, which could separate radiogenic gammas well with muon detection efficiency above 99.4. This was a feasibility study of extruded plastic scintillator embedding WLS fiber for Amore 2 muon vito, by JWCO et al.